Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 6, Conversation between Narada and Vyasadev, Text 28. Prayujyamane mayi tam shuddham bhagavatim tanum arabdha karma nirvana Nyapatat panchapautika prayujyamane maitam shudham bhagavatim tanum arabdha karma nirvano Nyapatat panchapautika Prayujyamane maitam Shuddham bhagavatim tanum Arabdha karma nirvano Nyapatat pancha bhautikaha Prayujyamane maitam Shuddham bhagavatim tanum Arabdha karma nirvano Nyapatat pancha bhautika Prayujyamane maitam Shuddham bhagavatim tanum Arabdha karma nirvano Nyapatat pancha bhautika Vijamani maitam Shadam bhagavatim tanum Arabdha karma nirvano Nyapatat pancha bhautika Prayujyamane maitam Vidham bhagavatim janam Nirmano Yapatatam shvartakam Prayujyamane Having been awarded Mayi On me Tam, that. Shuddham, transcendental. Bhagavatim, fit for associating with the personality of Godhead. Tanum, body. Arabdha, acquired. Karma, fruitive work. Nirvana, prohibitive. Nyapatat, quit. Panchabhautikaha, body made of five material elements. Translation. Having been awarded a transcendental body befitting an associate of the personality of Godhead, I quit the body made of five material elements and thus all acquired fruitive results of work, karma stopped. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, informed by the personality of Godhead that he would be awarded a transcendental body befitting the Lord's association, Narada got his spiritual body as soon as he quitted his material body. This transcendental body is free from material affinity and invested with three primary transcendental qualities, namely eternity, freedom from material modes, and freedom from reactions and fruitive activities. So, we're just considering now. So this is describing the lifetime when Narad Muni was a little boy serving the Bhaktivedanta's, his mother passed away at a young age, and then he went traveling, seeing all the places of the world, and he meditated upon the Supreme Lord, and then the Lord appeared to him. And then the Lord told him that he would not be able to see him again in this lifetime. And now he's describing what happened at the end of that lifetime when he passed away. He immediately got a spiritual form. He got a transcendental body befitting an associate of the spiritual world, of the spirit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that means his body. So first he was a demigod, then this boy, son of a Shudra. But this proves that anyone can become a pure devotee regardless of his birth. It does not depend on one's birth. Mami parta vyapa shritya yepi shu papa yonaya striyo vaishas tata shudras yepi yanti param gatim. Because sometimes people think, they become a little discouraged, thinking, well, how can I become a pure devotee? You have to be already something extraordinary. Look at, because one might give the example, well, the Panchatattva, they were all pure devotees, eternal associates, and Shaktivesh Avatar, Prabhupada, and Bhaktisiddhanta. So what am I? Even Thakur Haridas, he may have had some very extraordinary position in the past, but I'm just an ordinary living entity. I'm not a great soul. How can I become a pure devotee? But here's the example. Narad Muni, even if you say he was a demigod before, that's not, he was a Gandharva, but Gandharvas are not so high of the demigods. They're one of the lower levels. There's many higher levels than Gandharva. So, he was Gandharva, but then he fell down and became the son of a maidservant. But then he became a pure devotee and got a spiritual form. So, we too have the opportunity. We can also become pure devotees in this lifetime, one lifetime. Dhruva Maharaj achieved it in one lifetime, and we can also achieve it in one lifetime. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that we should not take birth again, because if we think, I'll take birth again, I'll continue where I left off. But Maya is so strong, material energy is so powerful, we may again slip. Therefore, better to finish up one's business in this lifetime. Don't waste time. It's one of the reasons that the gambling prohibition is there. It's one of the four sinful activities, to waste one's time and money. One has money, he should use it in Krishna's service. One has time, that should also be used. Avyarta kalatvam, a symptom of one who's advanced in devotional service, is that he utilizes his time, doesn't waste time. Continuing in the purport, this transcendental body is free from material affinity and invested with three primary transcendental... Oh, we read that. So this would be a great thing to get such a transcendental body, because it has no more affinity to the material energy. Wouldn't it be nice? Now we have a body that's very much attracted to material things. If this body even hears some sounds, some music, it becomes attracted to Maya. Or if it sees some beautiful object of gratification, becomes attracted. Or if it touches some pleasant object for feeling, it becomes attracted. So this is not good. This body is simply a bad bargain. It's, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur described it, sharira avidya jal. This body is a network of paths leading to death. Avidya jal. This body is a lump of ignorance. Avidya means ignorance, and jal means like a lump. Sharira avidya jal jodendriya taikal. So, having this material body is not very good. It's very difficult. As soon as one has a material body, it's very hard to get out. He's become implicated now. He's bound up in the network of actions and reactions, karmic. But if he gets a spiritual form, then the nice thing is there'll be no more material attraction. There's no more material affinity. So that's a great reward. That's a reward for a devotee who has tried his best, who has worked hard, even with this bad body, this material body. So Krishna gives him a body. All right, you deserve it now. Here's a body that'll have no material desires. Only desires for serving Krishna. Wouldn't you like to have such a body? Devotees pray like that all the time. My Lord, please free me from all these material desires. And Krishna fulfills that prayer. He fulfills that request by giving one a spiritual body. Therefore, a spiritual body is very valuable. It's very nice to get. You shouldn't think, well, I'd rather keep a material body because I like a challenge. No. That's like saying, let me get some cancer because I like a challenge. No. Why get cancer? Of course, if you get it, then you have to try your best. But the point is, if Krishna is willing to give the spiritual form, then that's, we should not try to become more moral or more just than Krishna, than God. He knows what's best. We shouldn't accuse him that why is he giving spiritual forms to some and not to others? It sounds like he's being unequal or he's not being fair. No, it's fair. Yayatamam prapadyate tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna says, I reward them accordingly. I give everyone according to their work, according to their desire. Even if you say, well, why doesn't he give the spiritual form to everyone? Well, not everyone wants it. If you ask the person, ordinary person on the street, would you like a spiritual form? And they'll say, what does the spiritual form have? You'll say, well, it has no material desires. It only desires to serve God. And they'll say, I don't want it. Well, thank you. But a devotee says, yes, please give me that body where there's no more material desires. This is his longing, lolyam, tatra lolyam. He's looking, he's eagerly waiting for that day. When, oh, when will that day be mine? When taste for the name increasing and my taste for Maya decreasing. So increasing taste for chanting and decreasing taste for Maya. continuing in the purport. The material body is always afflicted with the lack of these three qualities. A devotee's body becomes at once surcharged with the transcendental qualities as soon as he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. It acts like the magnetic influence of a touchstone upon iron. The influence of transcendental devotional service is like that. Therefore, change of the body means stoppage of the reaction of three qualitative modes of material nature upon the pure devotee. There are many instances of this in the revealed scriptures. Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj and many other devotees were able to see the personality of Godhead face to face, apparently in the same body. This means that the quality of a devotee's body changes from material to transcendence. So that means that even before giving up the body, if someone is a very sincere devotee, Krishna will make their body spiritual. And he can do that, just as an electrician can use electricity to make it cold or hot as he wishes. He's got all these powers he can do with electricity. So, Krishna's Yogeshvara, the supreme mystic, he has all yoga powers. So he can transform the material body into a spiritual body. Actually, everything is spiritual, but it's simply covered by ignorance. So Krishna can remove that ignorance. And he says he will do that. Tesham satata yuktanam Vajitam Priti Purvakam, Dadami Bodhi Yogam Tam, Yenamam Upiyantite. Those who are constantly devoted to me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. I take away all the miserable things. Continuing in the purport, that is the opinion of the authorized Goswamis via the authentic scriptures. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that beginning from the Indragopa germ up to the great Indra, king of heaven, all living beings are subjected to the law of karma and are bound to suffer and enjoy the fruit of results of their own work. Yastvindragopam atavendam ahosva karma. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Yes. Bandhana rupa. So everyone is bound up by their fruit of activities, by karma. But if one takes up devotional service, then he's free from karma. He's no longer forced to act according to the material energy. Continuing in the purport, only the devotee is exempt from such reactions by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Authority, the Personality of Godhead. So Krishna gives him a clemency. Clemency means he's freed. Just like we heard that recently the government of the United States gave clemency to any of the foreign citizens who were living in America who hadn't followed all the proper laws of immigration. Said, okay, you're free. And they let them become citizens. So the government can do that. When someone's very powerful, then he has the power to give benedictions. So the greatest benediction comes from Krishna. Therefore, he's known as Mukunda, the giver of liberation, the greatest benediction. He can free one from the cycle of birth and death. In another place, it explains in the Bhagavatam that by devotional service, one burns up the material desires. Just like when one burns the roots of a plant, then it cannot grow back again. So this is what devotional service does. It burns away the material desires. and then one is safe. Devotional service is the safe position. As long as one stays in devotional service, he has to learn the art from the spiritual master and the advanced devotees how to always be engaged in devotional service. How to not have any gaps. Ohetukya pratiyata. No material motivations, no gaps in the devotional service. Kirtaniya sarahari. Chanting all the time. Always engaged in service. This is the perfection of life. Unfortunately, we see people are not interested in perfection of life. They're interested in living like dogs. They prefer to live like dogs and cats. Simply enjoying this very low-level enjoyment. Why not take the higher-level enjoyment? The same cost, but you get so much more. You have to eat, so why not eat prasadam? You have to have friendships, so why not have friendships with devotees? You have to see something, some beautiful forms, why not see the beautiful form of Krishna? So, any questions? Now, if this is the spiritual world, the microphone would come to you. But because it's the material world, you have to work.
The Lord has very beautiful forms and His unlimited forms. So, how does like the Shalagram Shila, how is that like, it's not a form? I mean, I've seen there's different kinds of Shalagram Shilas and they have different, they bestow different things from worshipping them, or different benefits from worshipping the Shalagram. So, how is that like a form of the Lord? I mean, it's like, I mean,
the Lord has many forms. Advaitam achyutam anadi manantarupam. He has so many forms according to fulfilling the desires of the devotees. Like for those who are not so advanced, he gives them the universal form, Vishwarupa. They can meditate. And for others, they can have different forms, such as Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram. So the Shalagram Shila form is another bona fide form of the Lord in the stone. Very easy to carry so that the brahmanas, they can always have their Shalagram Shilas and they can offer to the Lord.
How did the Shalagram actually be?
Well, that's a different topic.
I've heard how the Shushi Gurni time manifested and how Krishna came into the
earth
or manifested. And so I was just wondering on how the Shalagram actually manifested.
Well, there's a story. Tulsi Maharani, she cursed Narayan to become a stone because she ended up becoming a plant. So she cursed also that the Lord should become a stone. So the Lord agreed to accept that curse. Like the Lord is very loving with His devotees. It's like when Brahma made a promise to Hiranyakashipu that he would not be killed in the day or the night or this and that. So many conditions. So Lord Krishna agreed to be bound by those conditions and He appeared in a form that was neither man nor beast and day or night like that. So, that's one of the qualities of the Lord that He's bhaktavatsala. He's very dear to the devotees. He likes to fulfill their desires. He's the self-sufficient philosopher who's been awarding everyone's desires since time immemorial. Especially He likes to please the devotees. Any other questions? We'll read the next text. Kalpanta idam adaya shayane mbasi udanvata shishayishor anupranam vivishayantar aham vibho. At the end of the millennium, when the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, lay down within the water of devastation, Brahma began to enter into him along with all creative elements, and I also entered through his breathing. So, purport. Narada is known as the son of Brahma, as Lord Krishna is known as the son of Vasudeva. The personality of Godhead and his liberated devotees like Narada appear in the material world by the same process. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, the birth and activities of the Lord are all transcendental. Therefore, according to authorized opinion, the birth of Narada as the son of Brahma is also a transcendental pastime. His appearance and disappearance are practically on the same level as that of the Lord. The Lord and his devotees are therefore simultaneously one and different as spiritual entities. They belong to the same category of transcendence.
What is it? It's an Indra Gopa germ. An Indra Gopa germ?
Indra Gopa germ. There's a germ called the Indra Gopa. Very small germ. And, different names. And then there's Indra Gopam. Yes, Tvindra Gopam Atavendra Ahosva Karma. So, from the Indra Gopa germ all the way up to Indra, everyone is under the law of karma. Everyone is getting the results for their activities. Nobody's free. Nobody can do whatever they like in the material world. No one can act without getting a reaction. Like even in our country, we have the president of the United States, but if he misbehaves, then he has to go to court. Like now they're taking the president to court for something. So he has to go, just like an ordinary citizen. Even though he's very powerful, he's not supremely powerful. He's not independent. Any questions from the kitchen? Alright, we'll read the next text. Sahasya yuga paryante utayedam sushikshataha marichi mishra rishaya pranepyoham cha jagyare. After 4,300,000,000 solar years, when Brahma awoke to create again by the will of the Lord, all the rishis like Marichi, Angira, Atri, and so on were created from the transcendental body of the Lord, and I also appeared along with them. Purport. The duration of a day in the life of Brahma is 4,320,000,000 solar years. So what's a solar year?
10,000 earth years?
No, solar year means earth year. By our calculation, solar year. That's what it means.
Is it like six months is like one day?
No, that's the celestial year.
Celestial.
This is a solar year means by our earthly calculation.
I just was wondering, Narad Muni states that he got a spiritual form befitting an associate of the Lord. But then in the next text, he says that at the end of the cosmic manifestation, he entered into the form of the Lord. So my question is, did he get impersonal liberation, or did he have some kind of like Sarupya Mukti, and then on top of that he also got some kind of Sayuja Mukti?
No, he went in. Of course, the living entity never merges. He always retains his individuality. But he went in, and there's also a picture of this. Now let's see if it's here, an illustration. When he went in, and then, let's see. Where are the photo? Where are the illustrations in this book? Are there no more illustrations in this book? Oh, there's some. No, not very many. Anyway. He goes in as the Lord inhales. He's just, all the living entities go in. So he went in like the other living entities. And then he came out. But this time, when it was time for creation again, so in other words, he had to stay there. Inside the body. So we can understand from this that had to take another, took a birth. And he got the body of Son of Brahma. So a devotee is willing to accept whatever the Lord gives him. Lord knows perfectly what to give the, how to reward the devotee. But we'll hear some more about that in the purport here. The duration, and we read that. So for this period, Brahmaji rests in yoga nidra within the body of the Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, the generator of Brahma. Thus, after the sleeping period of Brahma, when there is again creation by the will of the Lord through the agency of Brahma, well, that's the nighttime. So this is describing here not the death of Brahma, not the inhalation of Mahavishnu. Exactly. It's just after the daytime of Brahma. Because Brahma goes to sleep for 12 hours. And then when he woke up again, then he created again. And more or less, the creation is similar to the previous day. But in this case, Narada Muni was among the sons. The others were still there, Atri and Marichi, Angira. But he also was there. Continuing in the purport. Thus, after the sleeping period of Brahma, when there is again creation by the will of the Lord through the agency of Brahma, all the great rishis again appear from different parts of the transcendental body, and Narada also appears. This means that Narada appears in the same transcendental body, just as a man awakens from sleep in the same body. Sri Narada is eternally free to move in all parts of the transcendental and material creations of the Almighty. He appears and disappears in his own transcendental body, which is without distinction of body and soul, unlike conditioned beings. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.